listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Acts chapter 4, verse 13, and talk to you about some men who had been with Jesus. Here we go, Acts chapter 4, verse 13, where we read, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus." Peter and John stood before the council of religious leaders. The powerful men saw the boldness of Peter and John, yet they also noticed something else, that they were uneducated and untrained men. Now, Peter and John were certainly uneducated in one sense. They, like Jesus before them, had no formal rabbinic education according to the customs and standards of that time. Yet, we could say that they were educated in at least two more important ways. Number one, they knew the scriptures, and number two, they had been with Jesus. That kind of education was more important than the customs and standards of their time. The truth that knowing the Bible and a real relationship with Jesus is more important than formal education and degrees, well, that truth has been proven in the lives of God's servants again and again. It's been proven true through such servants of God as Charles Spurgeon, D.L. Moody, William Carey, D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, and Hudson Taylor. Yet, it's also helpful to remember that God has also used many who were greatly educated. Moses, Daniel, and Paul are all biblical examples. And if you go to church history, you can think of Augustine, Martin Luther, and Billy Graham. Those are just a few examples. You see, it's just as wrong to think that formal education disqualifies someone for effective service as it is to think that it automatically qualifies someone for effective service. In Acts chapter 4, the boldness of Peter and John came from the fact that they had been with Jesus. Because of that, they were naturally bold. When someone is a servant of the all-powerful God, he has nothing to fear from the judgment of men. It's interesting to note that the Jewish leaders did not do some things. They did not make any attempt to disprove the resurrection of Jesus. Now, if it were possible to do so, this was the time to do it. Positive proof that Jesus had not actually risen from the dead would have crushed the early Christian movement. Yet these religious leaders that Peter and John stood before, they could not disprove the fact of the resurrection. Instead, they realized that Peter and John had been with Jesus. This means that the bold exclusivism of the previous verse, "There's no salvation in any other name than Jesus," was coupled with a radiant love characteristic of Jesus. If we will preach the fact that there's no other name given under heaven by which men must be saved other than Jesus, then we should also make it evident that we ourselves have been with Jesus. Sadly, when Christians became strong and powerful in the culture, and when Christianity became an institution, too often Christians were those who arrested people and told them to be quiet, threatening them with violence and sometimes carrying out that violence against them. That is not evidence that someone has been with Jesus. Now look, people should go to Jesus directly, but often they won't. The only Jesus many people will see is the Savior who shines through your life. God helping you today live in such a way that it would be obvious that you also have been with Jesus.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.